Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy.
Destiny and subscribe. If you only knew the power of the sports Jedi.
This is the way.
This is the way. This is the way.
This is where the fun begins.
You have been well trained, my young apprentice. They will be no match for you.
This is where the fun begins.
All right, what's up, Jet Nation? Salute. This is the dawn of the Watch Along BS Sports Jedi. Kev, welcoming you to the Jetsalorian podcast. Oh my goodness, Jet Nation, Jet fan, what a 2023 season. As a Jet fan, doing the watch alongs, getting enthusiastic, getting Aaron Rodgers. Looks like the 2024 season has bring us a lump of coal for Christmas. The Jets, in embarrassing fashion, get swept by their division foes, the Miami Dolphins, 30-0. And it's not the fact that we were going to lose to the Miami Dolphins in Miami, because this season they've been a juggernaut at home. You know, their offense is just top-notch. I know we have a good defense, and we'll talk all about that. But I want to give my thoughts. As I'm watching the game yesterday, I'm seeing the half comes to a conclusion. Only 4 yards. 4 yards of total offense for the Jets. I mean, this is an embarrassing loss. This is maybe when I was months old, December of 76 against the Bengals, if I'm not mistaken. They put this kind of a putrid performance. I cannot get upset too much with the quarterback, Zach Wilson. I think the offensive line stunk. I said it yesterday on the watch along. I think Mekhi Becton should update his resumes and be a bouncer on the Roxbury nightclub along with Evan Neal for the Giants. Didn't want to play. And it's not just the game that we lost, Jet Nation, Jet fans. It's the whole entire tenure of Coach Rob Sala. And I'm sure he is a very good man. He looks like he's a good, humble family man. But I'm asking the question, he is not an NFL head coach. I don't know if CBS, Fox, ESPN, NBC, when they do the coverage on the sideline, whenever the Jets played, and they played a lot of primetime games that I appreciate, even though we didn't win a lot of them, they love going to the shot at the head coach. And Rob Sala just sits there with a deer in the headlights look. And look, I understand winning cures a lot of deodorant, is the best deodorant of losing. And I know if we were winning, I know everyone said, look how calm, cool, and collective Coach Sala is on the sideline. Looks so calm. Nothing fazes him. But when you're losing and you don't do anything, it looks even worse. And I'm not asking Coach Sala to be Brian Daboll or be a rah-rah, fiery, get in people's face, grabbing helmets. But also, I need you to go and talk to some players. Get their, you know, I understand what was the biggest thing that they were criticizing, and they criticized Jason Garrett as being a clapper, clapping, you know, encouraging. It gets me so irate, because this is not just because of the Miami Dolphin loss. Yes, we were embarrassed at home on Black Friday by the same team. This is not just a one-game situation. We have a sample size of Rob Sala as a head coach. Teams come out flat, unprepared. And it's not just this 2023 season, not because Rodgers went down. Prior to that, how many times we have scored the opening drive or played ahead always the same issues when it comes to the New York Jets. Unpreparedness. They look flat, uninspired. And I know a lot of people want to go after Zach Wilson. And let's face it, he is not an NFL starting quarterback. I know a lot of people want to go after Joe Douglas for that pick. Yes, you whiffed on the quarterback. And maybe if you revision his history, and of course, if you look back at it, and I understand you came in with a new head coach. You wanted to bring his quarterback in, a new quarterback, and all that minutia. But maybe Sam Darnold wasn't the bad idea to keep around. And maybe you could have got a king ransom. The way you have shown how you're able to draft and identify good defensive players and good offensive players in the skill position, maybe you could have, you know, and again, this is classic second guessing. This is classic armchair quarterback, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe you could have got some more picks and helped this team out on that year when after Trevor Lawrence was taken by the Jaguars, I really don't think there was anything to write home about in the quarterback room. You could have gotten pulled back. You had a quarterback in Sam Darnold who was highly drafted as well. I believe he had his fifth year was coming up, whatever the case was. And then you didn't bring in a veteran to have Zach sit behind. All that. Now it brings me this modern. I understand we went for Rodgers. And you know what? We were all on board with it. We're not going to say here. Maybe there was a small minority of Jet fans. Maybe I'm going to give a good number. I'm going to give 25% of Jet Nation were concerned about the Aaron Rodgers coming here, the age, possibly injuries. I'm going to give that there. But, boy, when you're at that time 12 years not in the postseason and 54 years not even appearing back to a Super Bowl, and you have this Super Bowl caliber quarterback out there, yes, maybe you could say it at the back end of his career, and he's able to be attained. And we saw what the Jets did last season with Mike White and their lack of quarterback issue. I understand why the Rodgers move was made. I don't want to go back a lot of circles, but my point of this video this afternoon or this moment when we're talking right now, I want to say it's time for I hate to say it. I'm not advocating. I know we're a couple days away for Christmas. Coach Saleh has to be removed of his duties. I think Coach Saleh has to be removed of his duties as a head coach. Nathaniel Hackett doesn't make any adjustments. And I know Rodgers is going to say he won two MVPs with Nathaniel Hackett. That's great and phenomenal when you have a Hall of Fame type of arm in you, Rodgers. You're going to make that man's system look like a Hall of Fame system, a hell of an offensive coordinator. But let me ask this, and Rodgers, if this some way gets to your ears, I want you to be our Jet quarterback. But I want you to ask this question, and you're watching it. What are they doing? What is Coach Hackett doing to help the offense? If we know we have an issue on offensive line, and they know it's a turnstile, I have not seen at least some type of innovative system with your guard. You know, one thing, Breece Hall has been nothing. He hasn't been able to run the football. I don't see you pulling the guard. Jet sweep. All I see them just stand there and on their tippy toes going back. I want to see that. Where's the push? And then I go back to the head coach, Saleh. First thing first. If you want to get, before the season's out, the offensive line coach should have been canned. What are we doing in practice with the techniques or with the offensive line? The pre-snap penalties, the false starts, the holding. This is not just a sample against the Miami Dolphins. This is a thing that's been going on all season. Every time the Jets have a 10-yard, 15-yard completion, the next play where instead of going into momentum, and possibly now moving the chains and getting into an offensive rhythm, there's a holding penalty. There's a holding call. Hands to the face. Where is the accountability in practice on these players? Where is the offensive line coach? He should be being asked these questions. Why are we week after week And maybe it gets done in Forum Park behind closed doors and not to the media, which is also, I appreciate that. But it looks like week after week, nothing is being done. It looks like they're enjoying the buffet at Forum Park, enjoying the facilities, getting treatment, getting the massages, getting the cold ice baths, going through walkthrough, and getting on Hard Knocks, One Jet Strive, and we're not seeing the work being put in on the field. And I know Salah says that they work hard, but I don't see it on the offensive line. There is no innovation of offense. There is no moving of the offensive line, guard movement, in motion, move a tight end, a block to lead the way, nothing. There is no, your wide receivers are so fast. If you're having a hard time, you know what? Decoy with the running back, have the running back hit the hole and have the wide receiver come around and with a pitch and he could, and some jet sweep with the wide receivers and so forth. You don't see no creativity whatsoever. And I know you're going to say, because Jedi, they're stacking the box with nine. But you know what? Even if you do the 9-on-9, if you're blocking and you're doing your job in technique-wise, you should be able to make some, and you could count on your playmakers with speed and talent to bust something open from time to time. No creativity. The offense is very vanilla, very predictable. And if we could see that as fans, just think about these advanced scouts, these defensive coordinators that make adjustments. This is why the Jets don't seem to make adjustments. The coach stands there with a deer in the headlights, game in, game out. I want to hear him talking, at least in the mic, on the headset, getting animated on the headset. Hey, I need something here. He just stands there. He just sits there blank. You see more animation from Coach Salah going up and down the stairs before pregame, and every stadium. He is extreme there. He's extremely animated. We need to move on from Coach Salah. We need to move on from the offensive line, Coach. We need to move on, yes, from Nathaniel Hackett. If that upsets Aaron Rodgers, listen, let us know now before we look like we're going to be drafting around fifth or sixth in the draft. I don't know where that stands in quarterback-wise, if it's going to be, who is going to be available for the Jets quarterback-wise there. And that's, there's a lot of jockeying of positioning of where we stand there. I don't know where the Jets will go quarterback-wise. If they're bringing Rodgers back, if he's committed with a new head coach, you got to try to bring a head coach here with head coach experience. I would wait, keep an eye on that situation in Pittsburgh. I don't think Pittsburgh will get rid of Tomlin. That will be a crazy maneuver if they do that. I don't think, but Tomlin is the kind of head coach you want to bring in your organization. Stability, smart, an adult in the room who gets involved, who is the CEO of all. I think Salah is a hell of an offensive coordinator. Defensive coordinator. You need to bring in a very strong offensive coordinator here. Other than Nathaniel Hackett, I don't know. I'm actually lost for words here at this moment. Who would, because you say, you know what? A lot of people say, well, if you want Coach Salah gone, who are you bringing here as your head coach? You give me a replacement. And that's a valid point, because I can hear people watching this saying, so who do you got? Right now, I don't know who's available as a head coach candidate. I don't want the hot commodity assistant being elevated. I don't know if Brian Flores, if you want to go that route to bring to New York. He failed in Miami, but that's for another podcast, for another day. I would love to get a Miami. I'll probably ask Curtis from the Ace Per Head to join me and talk to me about Flores as a head coach. And I think I had an idea there. So check out Ace Per Head. He's the Miami Dolphin partner of mine here on the AFC Shakedown to talk about Brian Flores. If I were to bring a Brian Flores, I don't know if he's able to put his ego aside. I will bring in Frank Wright as my offensive coordinator. I know Frank Wright has been head coach material twice already. I don't think he'll be, I wouldn't want to bring Frank Wright as a head coach here to New York. I will find out if he wants to be my offensive coordinator. I think him as an offensive coordinator with a Brian Flores as your head coach who could run the defense with this, and I think you got something cooking there. Even if you have Rodgers for another year, 2 years, then you make those moves you need. Then if they want to bring and you have your coaching staff in place, because let's face it, everyone's saying that it looks like Hackett will return, Fowler will return. Everyone looks like the coaching staff because of the Rodgers injury. Let me ask you this, Jet fan. If we do get into the top five, six, or let's say the top three, and there's that quarterback available who supposedly this is going to be a real good draft class for quarterbacks, and we don't go with the quarterback, let's say we go with the left tackle from Notre Dame, which is being brought up, or we draft a skill position player for Rodgers. Rodgers have 2 years from now. Let's say next year things happen. We don't win the division, but we get in the postseason. We get in the postseason and we don't get to the Super Bowl. Then Rodgers decides, I'm gonna hang up. You know what? I went out getting to the postseason. I got this franchise to the postseason. Or even let's even contemplate that. He does finish the 2 years. And Rodgers leaves. Salah's gone. The year after, the minute Rodgers leaves, Salah's not. We know what Rob Saleh is as a head coach. And I know people want to say you got to give coaches time to put their system in place and develop and have a winning culture. You can't be being hot potato and switching coaches and regimes and philosophies. I get that. I like stability as well. I don't like the two-year hot potato coaches. I didn't like when Gase came in here. I've seen it already. I want stability in my head coach, but I gotta be real. This man is not a head coach material. I don't even think he's a playoff head coach, because the adjustments, the proof is there. This is not just 1 year. Last year they had a really good start and it went sour. He allowed the Mike effing White t-shirts to come out. Everything went sour. There was no adjustments. They did not close the season last year strong. They ended just like the way they're ending it now. Dismal. You can't lose. And now Garrett Wilson is chirping, uncomfortable, unhappy. The one skill position player who could be an all-pro, and we saw Rookie of the Year, not happy. You can't have that. You can't have that. Listen, and every says, well, Jedi, he has a hell of a good defense. I'm going to say this one thing I think the defense coaches itself. I know it's a hot take because look at the blitzing factor. And I know Ulbrich is a good a defensive coordinator. But they don't do nothing exotic. They play a lot of man zone. They have powerful up front defensive linemen that do so well getting to the quarterback pressure. But you do not have you don't have any difference maker there. Gardner's good on the corners. The secondary is fine. You don't see them blitzing. They don't blitz. They don't need to blitz. That's fine. I don't think it's because of the Salah. I think that group of unit that's there is really good. With that said, I'm not impressed with him. I'm not impressed with Coach Salah. I'm very, I'm so frustrated because I want to see improvement. I don't see improvement. We're more dismal. And in a year where you could say the AFC looks a little bit open up. Kansas City don't look themselves. They don't look like their normal selves. They can't, their wide receivers can't catch the ball. They're having issues. Where Buffalo might not make the postseason, they might not. They might run out of games where they might not, you know, they might be chasing the eighth ball, you know, with other teams having good seasons. Cleveland, with Joe, with Flacco, now has a little bit of resurgence, but they had equity in the beginning of the year. When Miami, you know, Miami has some equity, and now they're going in a gauntlet, and they might not win another game. So, and you know, they might have to come down to the Buffalo Bills and Miami game to win or go gets in type of deal. You also see around the league, the AFC, it was an opportunity there for, again, this is another 2015 situation, again, with the Jets. And a different coach, different regime, different mindset, but the same damn result. You know, we win, we beat Buffalo, we're in, and who knows what happened in 2015 with Brian Fitzpatrick. That team was good. I mean, man, it just frustrates me. Salute to everyone in the chat. Steven Fellite, Chikidian, Luther. He thinks he's too nice for a head coach, not demanding. Yes. And again, Steven, I'm not asking Salah to be Dable. You know, sometimes Dable could be a little bit off-putting. You know, with his antics sometimes, with getting into Daniel Jones's face, you know, listen, and so forth. I'm not asking for him to act a fool in the sideline either. But you want to see a little animation, getting upset, getting bothered, talking on that headset, you know, and just getting animated. Just sits there with a deer in the headlights. It kind of frustrates me. Yeah, Flacco did look done last year with the Jets. He looked done. He did. He really did. He looked like he didn't want to be part of the Jets organization, period. And now it makes me wonder about, I know they have a hell of a facility, makes me wonder about the owner, Woody Johnson. Listen, Woody Johnson, I gotta give him credit. He went out there and went to go get Rodgers. He got on his jet, he flew out there, he took his group, his entourage, went and got in the quarterback. I know he wants a winner. 13 years, and since he's been owner of this franchise, they've gotten worse. You know, I know people say Leon Hess was a bad owner. The Johnsons are making Leon Hess look like a picnic. At least Leon Hess put the keys to the franchise to Bill Parcells. And Parcells born in Belichick and, you know, almost got us there. You know, we were up by 10 third quarter heading to the Super Bowl in 98. You know, And then, of course, Birdie Testaverde goes down. And then, you know, we know the history of the team. You know, a little bit of a curse. This team is a little bit cursed. It's cursed. This team is cursed. I'm going to be honest. This team seems like they're a bit cursed, man. Because, my goodness, you couldn't script this. Four plays in, Rodgers tears his Achilles. Four plays in on a play that he wasn't even leveled. It was like, really? He wasn't even leveled. This team is cursed. When he was the head coach of the San Francisco defense, he looked so passionate. You know, you're absolutely right because you saw him animated there. You saw him animated on the sidelines. I think something there, Steven, I think Coach Salah did not want to play Zach Wilson. And I think he was forced. I'm thinking he was either forced to play Zach from the very get-go, and there was a disconnect with general manager, management, head coach, and I think he just was like, you know what? I'm here to collect a paycheck. My defense is good. I got Obrecht. I mean, I understand Greg Knapp was supposed to take care of that. I know, unfortunate. Again, snake bit. Listen, things happen in life. The guy enjoyed his motorcycle. He had an unfortunate accident. He was supposed to be the quarterback coach, help the quarterback develop. I get it, situation. They never recover from that. I mean, this coaching staff, if that was where he was supposed to be a specialist on that for the Jets, I mean, right from the very beginning, Coach Salah's tenure with the Jets, you could tell it was going to be a little snake bitten, unfortunately. You know, I mean, this is just like, I can't make this up with this team. I can't believe our biggest claim to fame, at least in my generation time, was that 98 season and the back-to-back AFC title games. And those, they were just sneaking into the postseason. They weren't winning divisions to get into the AFC title games. They were just good, and they just got good defensive coaching to get them there. It just drives me bananas with their mindset. Go out there. If you're Woody Johnson, get yourself a good head coach. I know everyone says Harbaugh. I don't think Jim Harbaugh wants to coach one of the Jets. I think he wants to pick and choose his destination. He's going to want full control. Harbaugh is more of an offensive type of coach there. I don't know. I mean, they knew if they're going to go with a head coach, they need enough with the defensive coordinators becoming. And I said Brian Flores in the beginning of the video. I know I'm contradicting myself. I said Brian Flores, if you bring Frank Wright as your offensive coordinator, you know, under, you know, and let them. But that's why I'm going to have Curtis to join me on a video. I said it earlier. I'm going to repeat it again. I'm going to try to get Curtis from Ace Per Head, Dolphin, and for him to tell me Brian Flores, watching him that season, watching him in my coach Miami, and what he knows about him, and to give me some insights on it, because I am intrigued. I want to bring Flores, the young man from New York, probably he'll come and want to coach this team and have take on that second opportunity as a head coach. It might not work. I might be outside the box. Listen, if you think of a better candidate, I'm on ears. I want to hear a better candidate out there. Do we wait and see if Mike McCarthy gets canned by the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, but then you're looking at Adam Gase's situation again. Just got fired, and then 5 minutes later you hire and it's a mess, you know. But then McCarthy and Rodgers, they're not, that's like, you're not going to have that together there. They have bad blood. It's like, it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen, how much I really want a better head coach. I want an upgraded head coach, although it might look like it might not have happened. And all we're doing is going back, and we're going to do this all over again. It's Groundhog Day, and the Jets gave us a lump of coal this year. You lose, and I don't know how Woody's going to take it. You lose twice. You get swept. You get swept by the Miami Dolphins in embarrassing fashion. It can't happen. It can't happen. Thankfully, thank goodness we won the opening night against the Bills. Just think about getting swept by the Bills or going over in your division. Because that's what, and that's why, and the Jets still might just win just one divisional game. Because that final game on January 7th against the New England Patriots, that might be Bill Belichick's final hurrah as the Patriots head coach. Guaranteed those players will be playing for him there. And also playing for our job next season. That's not going to be a pushover game. Where no matter who's under center, if it's Simeon, if it's Rippon, that's not going to be an easy, easy game there. It's not. And Belichick despised the Jets. You know he's going to want to get his team prepared, raw, do whatever it takes. That's a dangerous game. I personally don't see the Jets winning another game in 2023. The rest of the season, I think they'll lose out. And if you're Woody Johnson, you gotta make the move, because guess what? You were asking your fan base. You were asking the fan base to renew your tickets. You were calling them, and you wanted your payment in November for 2024 season. And you put this on the field. You get swept by the Miami Dolphins. It wasn't competitive. Look. If the Jets would have gave me that competitive effort that the Patriots gave yesterday against the Kansas City Chiefs, yes, the Patriots even had the lead on the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City still won by 10, but it was a competitive fight. It was a spirit competitive fight. What the Jets gave us yesterday was ugats, was nothing at all. That was an embarrassment. Mekhi Becton. Update your resume, pal, And because you need to be a bouncer for the Roxbury, or you need to be an usher in a real good Christian church, because you stink as an NFL. You stink as an NFL left tackle. You're going to get someone hurt, killed. You know, you look like you don't want to play football. You know what? You're a big guy, strong guy, probably, you know, phenomenal shape. You need to, this is not for you. Not for the New York Jets. This is not for you, my friend. You and Evan Neal should be bouncers at a nightclub again, or ushers. Get out, because you're going to get someone hurt. The stadium is going to be empty. That final home game for the Jets is going to be embarrassing. It's going to be embarrassing. You have the Commanders coming up. The Commanders. I'm hoping that you lose to the Commanders, because guess what? Now the Commanders jump over us for a better draft pick. And I hate to tank, but you know what? What's the difference? We're already not going into postseason. It's already 13 straight years not going to the postseason. 55 years without a Super Bowl appearance. Not winning one, without even getting to the Super Bowl. You know what that is? Super Bowl Sunday. I'm like, maybe the Jets will be here next year. I thank God the New York Giants, 1986, and again, in the 90s, and the two Super Bowls with Eli, 07 and 09, thankfully for them. Yes, I like both New York teams. I'm a very proud New Yorker. I'm a very proud New Yorker through and through. Giants, very excited, happy to see them. But damn, I want to see the Jets. And the only reason why I'm a more diehard of a Jet fan, I said it time again, it's for Flash Gordon, the movie that he was a Jet quarterback. And I loved that movie as a kid. And I said, you know what? I'm going to follow more of the Jets. That's the only reason why I'm more of a Jet fan. And then I liked Altoon when I started watching. And I'm like, it's crazy. It's crazy, Jet fans. I am just a beat up, frustrated Jet fan like many of you out there. Many of you out there are beat up, frustrated, because damn, you say to yourself, it cannot rain every day. The sun has to shine on this franchise at least once. And maybe that one time was in 1969, but it's gotta rain. It's gotta stop raining again at least another time. The sun has to come out. Listen, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights and it still stopped. But this franchise, when is it going to stop? People wandered the desert for over 440 years. The Jets, and I'm using a biblical metaphor, yes. But you know what? We have to come out of the wilderness, Jet Nation. What is it that we need to do? Is it the ownership? Is it the expectation levels? I mean, what do we need to do, Jet Nation? As a fan base, we support the product. NFL Sunday tickets. No. The thousands of dollars spent on NFL Sunday tickets. The memorabilia, the t-shirts, the jerseys, the hats, the scarves, the gloves, the socks, the pajamas. We support the team. We want a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, we want a winner. We need a winner, New York. We need a winner, Jets. And I know you guys try and you want to get Rodgers. You know, is it Davante Adams? I don't know if that's going to help him. Because what happens if we cannot block? What happens? Steven, what happens if we don't have an offensive line and we have Davante Adams? You know, listen, I could drive a Ferrari and I might be faster than a Toyota coming out the, but you still need that pickup truck. You need those guys to move the pile. You need it to be street legal. My goodness. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like watching this, you know, from the Dan Marino spike. I mean, I remember watching that Dan Marino spike, the fake spike, falling for that. I mean, so many different things, Jet Nation. It's just, I'm a beat up Jet fan at times here. I wish I had solutions. You know, I know Steven, I know you meant Flores is a defensive coach. Yes. But would love to see Flores teamed up with Frank Wright. That's, you know, if Wright wants to be an offensive coordinator, that would be nice. Need Adams and an offensive line. Yeah. Davante Adams and our offensive line. Yes. Just think about how quick that is. A-Rod should not even think of coming back. Gideon, I agree with you. Belichick hates Gideon. Belichick despises and hates the New York Jets. That's like, no, he will not come to the New York Jets at all. He despised that. If you look at that 20 for 20, or I believe with Bill Parcells and him, he didn't even want to. He looked at the Jets locker room. He just said, no, he didn't want to even go in there. I don't know what happened with Belichick and the Johnsons, that he just does not like the Jets. Trust me, if we were able to get a football mind like Bill Belichick, that would be, trust me, I would have been saying that name, but he does not want to do anything, one iota with the New York Jets. Arthur Smith, the auto party? Nah, I don't know about Arthur Smith. He's still working with the Falcons. He's still a head coach there. I mean, I'm looking for that. I mean, I know I heard Rex Ryan's name out there. I wouldn't want to bring Rex back. Just leave Rex alone where he's at in TV. He's doing a phenomenal job as a TV analyst. I know some of the Jet fans, I'd be 60% of the Jet fans will get excited to see Rex come back. Again, it has to be with the right offensive coordinator. I don't know if Rodgers will get along with Rex. Rex and Rodgers, I mean, but you still need that offensive coordinator. I don't know if I mean, because, boy, just think about Rex Ryan with this defense, with those dogs and on defense. Ooh. Yeah, I like Frank Wright a lot, Steve. Steven, I really do like Frank Wright as an offensive. Look, what him and Doug Peterson did together for the Philadelphia Eagles, they really did a lot of different things. That offense that they did before winning that Super Bowl, they were very innovative. Where now DeFancio is doing a good job there with Philadelphia, taking his and putting his stamp and continued on that built success by both of them there in Philadelphia. I really like that. I said, yes, Gideon, I said the same thing about Mike Tomlin. But I don't know if the Steelers are going to let him go. That's the first person you look for. The minute that the Pittsburgh Steelers say they part ways with Mike Tomlin, there's going to be so many people calling his name, calling for him. The Chargers, just think about him going to the Chargers. With the quarterback, and they have a pretty decent defense with Bosa, Mac. That's a tough one there. What about Washington offensive coordinator Bieniemy as a head coach? His name has come up, Steven. I think Magic Johnson's group there and with the Commanders, I think they're going to hire Bieniemy as their head coach. I think Bieniemy stays with the Washington Commanders. I think listen, when Rob Saleh was available before, I don't believe they even interviewed Eric Bieniemy, but the Jets did at that time when Saleh got hired in that process. It'd be interesting there. Brian Johnson, it's a pretty name out there. I kind of want someone with a head coaching. New York could sign Frank Smith. It's another name out there. I know they're talking about Dan Quinn, defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. Again, it has to be if you're the Jets and you do get rid of Saleh, when you make your interview for your head coach, you got to find out who's going to be the offensive coordinator. Again, you have to find out who's your offensive coordinator. You can't have another defensive corner to come in here with Ken Dorsey. No way, no how, no thank you. That name is out there. Ugh. Look at the Bills. They couldn't wait to get rid of Ken Dorsey. It's so much out there, guys. And this is just the tip. We still got 3 weeks of football left. So the names that this conversation and this podcast will continue with the names if he does get removed from coaching. There's been no reports. There's been no saying that he's safe or he's returning either. Maybe we'll be back on and they actually pulled it. But as a Jet fan, as a Jet Nation, Rob Saleh has not shown me anything to move the needle as a coach. Drew Petsiski should be on Jets radar. I don't know. These names are fresh here. Remember, if they're assistants or they're an assistant head coach, they have to ask permission to NFL clubs. And then that gets publicly said. And some of them are going to be in postseason runs, or they're going to get ready gearing for postseason. And, of course, Saleh hasn't been fired yet. But they lose to the Commanders. Saleh will probably stay as head coach. But if they lose to the Patriots, if they lose out the remainder of the season and you see nothing there and players are making business decisions, not giving an effort, he's got to go. And now my final thoughts with Zach Wilson. I think yesterday, I don't think it was really his fault. The offensive line was atrocious. I mentioned it earlier. But first, the contradiction from the reporters. First, he went in for an IV. Yes, I know it's Miami. Miami wasn't so hot and humid like people say, like it normally is. It rained all day prior to, 24 hours before the game. It wasn't that hot or scorchy hot or muggy. It was just a very comfortable day for football in South Florida. If he needed an IV, that's fine. But then he didn't return because he had a headache. It was non-concussion related. And then they said it was concussion. There was a lot of contradiction from the reporters. They didn't know what it was said. To me, it seemed like Zach did not want to return to play football. You know what? That closes the chapter on Zach Wilson. Close the chapter on him. Make him the third quarterback, emergency quarterback only. Elevate Brett Rippon. Brett Rippon isn't going to light up the candle either with Simeon. But you know what? I will play Rippon first to see what he has there against the Commanders and see what's out there. We all know what Trevor Siemian is. We know that. I'm kind of intrigued to see how Brett Rippon will be with Nathaniel Hackett. Remember, he was with Nathaniel Hackett in Denver. I kind of want to see what Brett Rippon will do here with this team. I know the offensive line still stinks, and I'm still pretty sure he'll probably get murdered. But I kind of want to see if there's a difference or some kind of cohesion on the offense. If it's not there, we see the same slop as you saw from Boyle and Simeon, then it's the offensive coordinator. And I think he needs to go too. I'm sorry. You're going to have a long conversation with Rodgers, because what Rodgers is doing is taking the whole team, the fan base, the franchise, the coaching staff into the darkness retreat with him. And I don't want to be in a darkness retreat. This team has been too much in darkness. We need some positivity. We need some light. We need to see the light at the end of the tunnel for this franchise. Just having a winning season. I want to get that first. Let's take baby steps. Let's get a winning season. Let's finish over 500 and get into the postseason. I know that some of us will say, well, crazy, with Rodgers, you got to go Super Bowl. Well, we got to learn how to crawl before we walk. With that said, I want to thank you guys for joining me here, listening here, allowing me to vent about our team, the New York Jets, on the Jetsalorian podcast here, of course. Don't know we're doing the watch along for the Commanders game. I'm like totally beat up, but I probably do because I am a glutton for pain when it comes to watching this green and white attack take flight. This is the way with the New York Jets. With that said, thank you guys. If I don't talk to you before kickoff, have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. We appreciate all the likes, all the subscribers. We continue to grow. We're on our way to 12,000 subscribers. And we continue to grow. And we thank you guys. Thank you for all the super chats, the donations, the PayPals. We appreciate it. Thank you for those that are watching us on all the audio platforms. We appreciate it. And all the different platforms. And for the first time this afternoon, we are live simultaneously on the Instagram live app. So thank you so much. Unfortunately, we don't see the comments here. So if you're commenting in the comment section, it's not that I'm ignoring, it's that I cannot see it on the platform that streams it to you guys. So thank you for joining us. It's not that I'm ignoring the Instagram. I don't also see the Rumble, the Trivial, and sometimes we see Twitch. But we usually is the YouTube and the Facebook that we see all the comments that come in. But again, I'm not ignoring, is that I can't see it. And so, but thank you. If you put your comments there, when I get off the video, I'll go to the Instagram and I'll answer back to you guys. And I appreciate it for giving me your time and your time well spent here. This is the way. May the sports be with you. I am BX Sports Jedi Kev. See you next time.
Join me. Together, we can rule the galaxy. Destiny and subscribe. If you only knew the power of the sports Jedi. This is.